There are a bleeding war of relationships in episode 4 of Empire today. Which one do you think will set the Lyons family ablaze? All of that and more coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, let's go crazy. So we can definitely
flashing lights.
Perfect light, disco song. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Start out the same way they did on the show, right?
Yes.
So thanks for joining in, everyone. I am your host today. I'm Tequila Jackson. You can follow me on all social media at @Tequila_IAM.
And you guys can follow me. I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach across all social media platforms.
So it's just the two of us holding it down today.
We were the newbies
last week, and maybe we're veterans this week, I guess we can say.
We're just taking the two over of us the holding show. Down.
But we'll start it off again, just like the tribute on the show to Prince. Just to see, we'll get into that a little bit more towards the end about Bella's first birthday party. But I think that was a great opening for us and then a great ending on the show.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to chat with us. If you follow us on AfterBuzz TV on YouTube, under the drama section, please click there and join in with us as well. So let's start off the show with
Cookies break it down.
Reminiscing memory lane and jail time stories. What did you think about that?
I was happy that she was finally opening up to Lucius and, like, you know, talking about the time that she spent in jail and sharing stories. Because, I mean, we knew Cookie had gone to jail. We got, like, little snippets in previous seasons, but we finally get to see what it was like for her while she was in prison. Prison, because she said jail and prison. She clarified that this week. Two different things. So I like that we're getting to see her in prison and kind of see the pain that she dealt with and what she's going through. And I like that Lucius is really showing an interest and that we have that dialogue.
So I'm still on a balance. I know he's lost some in his memory, but I feel like it's a ploy in some aspect. I don't feel like it's totally gone. I think he's trying to, I don't know what the end game will be, mm-hmm. but I think some of it is there for him, especially when he was saying how he remembered bringing Jamal to the jail for his birthday to visit Cookie. That just came out of, like, nowhere that it did. So I'm like, so he remembers a little bit. I just don't know how long.
Yeah, I feel like all the memories are starting to come back to him more and more now. So it'll be interesting to see how much he shares what he's remembering.
Definitely. And I think also too, Cookie made a statement that something happened to her while she was in prison that cut deeper than a knife, and we didn't get to hear that whole story. So hopefully that will come up too, and we'll see what incident that was.
Well,
that
we did see her get slashed.
Yeah, but I don't. I feel like it's more behind why that happened. Yes. So I feel like hopefully we can get
piece.
To get into that a little more as well.
Well, we also did see that he stopped visiting her in prison after the first time that he just stopped. He never came to visit her again. He brought Jamal, but he physically never came back to see her again, which really hit hard.
And he apologized for that. He started talking about himself in third person, like he should have never treated you like that, and he should have never done that, and he will do better. And then Cookie's like, well, who is he?
Because
I was almost lost too, like, well, who is he?
I know.
But then he was like, Dwight, me.
But I think they made a really good point on the show tonight where they said, can you really apologize or feel, you know, poorly about or feel badly about something that you don't remember?
And I totally agree with that too. I think he's still trying to find his identity in the family that knows him best. Like he was saying, he doesn't feel Lucius in him. He doesn't like that person, but he doesn't feel that person inside of him either. And so for them to tell him all these hurtful things, I think the new person that he is or the person that he wants to become is not happy and satisfied how he's treated them. So that's why he continues to keep apologizing.
Yeah. And can we just note that Pound Cake is a really ridiculous name. Like, if that's going to be your name in prison, like, that is not intimidating.
Not at all.
I just think of, like, a turkey patty.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's not, like, I'm, like, that's not a cute name.
I think the only exception would be as if you're the person that has, like, you get your shipment or your visitation boxes, and you're good for knowing that, like, you always have the pound cakes. That's the sweetness that everyone can kind of get from you, then okay. But other than that, nothing is vicious. Nothing is scary about being called pound cake.
Can we say that there was a food fight in prison since Cookie got in a fight with Pound Cake?
I, like that. We can say that. Definitely.
I mean, if our prison names are all going to be food, then I think we can really get corny with it.
I think so, too. Yes. So what do you think about... So I'm going to get on the play of the title of episode 4 called Bleeding War. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of relationships that are, if not already there, on the cusp of being torn apart. So how about we start with, like... Cookie and Nurse Claudia.
Nurse Ratchet, you
mean?
Yeah,
her too. No. Nurse Annoying. I mean, there are a lot of other things we could combine with her.
Yeah, well, we were talking about it while we were watching it live. She's such a hard character to like, Claudia, that I empathize, or I really relate with Cookie, because it's like she's so frustrating, and it's like her intentions are never good, and she's just not a likable character. Right. I don't think she was meant to be a likable character, but it's just not my favorite choice. And I don't know. I'm like ready for Cookie to shut that down real quick.
I'm so with you. And so is Melissa in the chat. She says she thinks Claudia is a snake in the grass and she hates her so much, but she loves Demi Moore personally. No. But
I like Demi Moore as an actress. Right. I don't think this was a right fit for her on the show.
I think we both agree. Same here. The actress that we usually see in her action movies or anything of that nature just doesn't fit this part to her, and it's I think that's the part that's annoys me most. That mix doesn't mesh well.
It's such a bad character that was set up for you to dislike, and I don't know if she's necessarily the actress to play that part, where it's like, I don't really want to dislike Demi Moore, but I dislike Demi Moore as Claudia, which makes me like really like double hate Claudia.
That's very true. I like that too. Let's back up for a second, because we also have Charlie in Charge is in the chat, and he's letting us know that Pound Cake was called Pound Cake because she was heavy.
Oh, so, I thought she just liked pound cakes.
Yeah, we were trying to go off on that, but you know, thanks Charlie in Charge or Motown Investor for letting us know the correction of that. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, for correcting us. So how about we get into a little bit of, I think I want to do the tug of war between Dwight and Lucius.
Yes.
Because we see it so happening. And I mean, I guess it's typical if you lose some of your memory, you're having these flashbacks. So that's part of you, which you don't like. And you don't like the person. You don't like how you've treated people. And then this other side of you who you're trying to become. And it feels like more comfortable to you. So how do you think the play on those two will finally either burst or come together?
I really like the human side of Dwight. Mm-hmm. I like that there's, you know, he has a moral compass and he feels badly about things and he doesn't like to hurt people's feelings. But I feel like they're such polar opposites. Right. I think Dwight is definitely Lucius, but like a child Lucius that really got suppressed, and that's what we're seeing right now is a deeper side of Lucius. But I will be curious to see how they do kind of come together. I think Lucius, it's going to be a power struggle. I think they're both very different identities, and the more that they overlap, it's definitely going to be a struggle, which we saw towards the end of the episode when he, you know, started to say, that Lucius is coming back and he's not really sure if he wants to be Lucius again.
And even when you see when he goes to Empire and you see everyone coming, Portia and I can't think of Gabby's name right now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Gabby.
But her actress name on the show, that they're coming and trying to, you know, love on him and hug up on him excited like they normally would. But he's kind of like really reserved and kind of offstandish because he's like, this is not comfortable. I'm not that Lucius. I don't know who you think I was or used to be, but I'm not him now. I do believe that. I think he's still going to play on the ploy. Once his memories start coming back, like we see the flashback, I think he's going to play it to the point where he's trying to make his family happy, but it's going to be a turn in who he is.
I don't think he's going to try to make them happy. I think he's going to, there's going to be, like, I agree with you. There's definitely a ploy there that I see coming, but I think it's going to be out of a manipulation where he's going to use it as a way, he's going to find a way to use it to his advantage. And I don't know what his scheme is going to be yet, and I don't think he knows what it is yet, but I think that there's something he's going to start to plot with as he learns how to use Dwight to his
advantage.
Total
agreement, because every time someone begins to tell him a story, they pull back because they don't want to either relive that story for themselves or tell him too much. And his reply is always, no, tell me everything. I want to know everything. So I feel like that kind of is going to be the lead into what he ever manipulation yeah. he tries to bring in.
And I think it's going to be most interesting with Andre, because I feel like of all of them, Andre will lie to him the most, and Andre will Ooh. Try to manipulate him and twist the facts of the truth to fit Andre's agenda. Whereas the other ones, I think they're going to come to, like, I think we're getting into predictions.
It's okay. We can get there.
I think they're going to like and appreciate this new Dwight. Because if you think about it, like, this is everything they've all wanted. Right. This is what Cookie's finally getting, this compassionate husband that she's wanted. And Jamal's finally getting this, socially conscious and
accepting.
Woke, accepting right. dad that mm-hmm. he's always wanted. So I think they're going to really learn to appreciate that and be more honest with him. Whereas I see Andre trying to, like Lucius, manipulate the situation to meet his
That's
agenda.
That's true, too. Yes. I think the next one we can kind of head into is we'll talk about just the Dubois family and the Lyons family.
Yes.
But under that umbrella, let's get to Jamal and Warren.
Oh,
I don't
my.
Know what to do about them. This if I want to scream, if I want to just hate Warren all the way. I really had this love-hate thing going on with him. So first we open up and we see that he tells Ms. Dubois about Lucius and his memory loss. And soon as that is, my hate for him came in. I'm like, oh, so now they're about he's to out playing, him or yeah. he's going to, whatever ploy Ms. Dubois comes up with is going to just burn up everything, crash mm-hmm. and burn. But then towards the end when we see they do the duet together. And that song is amazing.
The song is so good.
Yes.
But like, I love Jamal when Jamal's in love, because he's just so like relatable and like sexy at the same time. Mm-hmm. But like, I want to yell at the TV, like, don't do it. Don't trust him, because he's like manipulating you.
Right.
But like, I wanted to work out for you so bad, but like, don't trust him.
Like, open your eyes.
Like, I'm hoping Warren has some humanity where he's going to, like, flip on the Dubois family. Right. But, like, at the same time, I don't want to trust him.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't want to put on my eggs in that basket.
But see, and you know that goes to, let me find it, a good question when first him and Tori were trying to think of the song where he says, or she says, love can be just as powerful as any addiction, excuse me. And that mm-hmm. started off their song at first.
Yes.
And then I was like, ooh, that is true. So then that made me think, and again, going in predictions early, but whatever, that that's going to be the addiction for Warren.
Yeah.
It's going to be that tug of war between his loyalty to his aunt or his love that he's really actually growing into becoming genuinely in love or in like with Jamal. So that's going to be his tug of war eventually, I think.
Yeah. And I like Tori. I'm sad that she didn't get to do the duet.
I do too, because I like the duet to her.
I
Jamal
like the
did
duet
too. I love that one as well. So yes,
I think she's great. And I loved when they started the duet. I thought that was great. But we said bye to Snow White. In Cookie's words, bye Snow White.
Bye Snow White, right. Cookie and her one-liners were amazing. But going into one-liners, let's talk about this competition they set off with Empire and all mm-hmm. their artists. And just to be able to compete for the alpha artists mm-hmm. for the show, the 20 for 20 showcase. What do you think about that?
I thought it was... See, this is where we see Andre starting to manipulate the situation, because right. he threw out there, he's like, oh, well, my dad had a great idea, you know, about what we had done previously that I think we can do for 20 for 20. And that's where Gabby's like, oh, my God, Lucius, you're so smart. So that's what I mean when I say that I think Andre's going to try to manipulate that a little more. But I actually liked the whole talent show.
I did too.
Part of it.
And who knew Empire had so many artists?
I know. And who knew that Lucius would be like the Paula on the
so
panel?
True. And his one-liners and everything, where he said Tiana Shore can shake a branch, but she wasn't the root of the artist. And then when he was asking the one artist too about his question about the Earth, if why the Warriors have to leave Earth, or what was so bad on Earth that made the Warriors leave.
That was funny.
Yeah. But also was a good point where he became like Counselor Dwight, is what I'll call him.
Mm-hmm.
The artist who said his friend had, his brother had just gotten shot. Yeah. So he was like, well, because he felt like his song was a little bit of fear mixed with hope. And he was like, well, I think you go deal with that, and then when you come back, Empire, I'll have your back.
But that's when we need to channel that pain.
Yes.
That's what makes the music that we love.
That didn't make Cookie too happy about that either.
No.
Making promises that he doesn't really know about, as far as what details of creating the artist and bringing the artist on and signing them. And then two, he's, again, still not in his, we'll say, right mind, because he's not Lucius.
Right. I thought it was a smart decision, though, because it really challenged all of the artists to really bring their A game. I mean, that's it even true. Challenged Jamal to bring his A game, because at first he's like, I'm not participating in this. And then he's like, wait, I actually have a good idea. I want to make it great to pitch it.
That is true. And I'm glad they, I mean, again, the surprise was worn for the duet, but it went over so well. And then they found out who the alpha was. And at first I thought he was being, I guess, a little spoiled when he was like, I'm not going to do this. I am Jamal. I am the alpha male. I am Empire. And I was like, entitled. Come on, really just put it in there. Yes, exactly. But then you've seen just the ambition behind it and the determination behind it once he started getting in that realm of artists and lyrics and song and magic happened. So let's go into a little bit about Angelo and Anika and their
shady.
Yes. I feel like Angelo might have something more up his sleeve because he was actually one that approached Anika, and Anika we see kind of flipped and was like, okay, he's my lawyer. I want sole custody of Bella. But I think Angelo has much more up his sleeve to try to come at Cookie, per se. Not just the Lion family, but more so Cookie, because I think he's still heartbroken of just the way their relationship ended and how she destroyed him as well in the process.
I think that underneath all of that heartbreak, he really still loves Cookie.
Yes.
And I think he's going to try as hard as he can to live up to Mama Dubois', you know, plan. But I think he's going to flip.
I do too. I don't know if he's such a good guy.
And that's what made him such a great politician.
Right.
Is because he wasn't a politician. He was just a good guy that was likable and relatable to the people.
And even when he was running, we've seen how his mother was the one pulling most of those strings in the background. It wasn't necessarily him. So at the same time, I feel like I think he's that child that is trying to break loose. He'll have a little bit of like rebellious spirit in him and then be finally done regardless if he ends up with Cookie or not. Maybe he's out of his mother's strains and then he can live Angelo's life the way Angelo wants to live it. But I think Anika, I don't
trust her.
She's going back to my, I try to give her some realm of respect, right? But she's reverting back to me as Boo Boo Kitty. Because to me, Boo Boo Kitty just does dumb things and she doesn't think about the repercussions. And you just got out of jail because they put you in there
yes. And then they got you out. And then now you're going to turn on them again. Like, at what point are you going to learn? Like, just be a good Boo Boo Kitty and just like, just get along with the lines. Like, you don't have to love them or like go over the top of like, just get along with them so that you keep a nice lifestyle.
That's what I'm
but
thinking
too. But she keeps
too.
Challenging
exactly.
them.
So that's why I kind of want to revert back to calling her Boo Boo Kitty because of her actions. And I don't know what she thinks. So when she said she hired Angelo as her lawyer to take sole custody of Bella, you heard Bella start crying immediately. Yes. So not only does Bella not agree, you know the Lions don't agree. So now what? And as far as Hakeem, he was really true last season and honest with her. Like, you've been missing for 5 months.
Right.
5 months, infancy, mind, brain. I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
So give Bella that time to come back to knowing who you are and knowing that your mother. Now you're just trying to take her from everybody, period. And that's just,
it's not
Boo Boo Kitty moves.
Yeah, yes. Because that, like, and I don't know how she thinks that working with the Dubois is going to benefit her in any way. Like, Mama Dubois is very much out for Mama Dubois, and you know she loves her son, but like, at least with the Lions, like, they respect loyalty, and if you're loyal to the family, they'll take care of you to a degree. You know, they always look out for their own, but they'll still, you know, keep you around and keep you in good graces, whereas I don't trust Mama Dubois.
Oh, me either.
She left her in jail for 5 months.
Yes, and just sitting for crime and murder at that she didn't even do, though. Right. So, yes. I'm also, when she said, when we seen her come out with the paper, somebody dropped the Metro Observer off to her so she can see the article that was going to be written about Lucius. We'll see next episode. But I want to know what her and Hakeem's deal was, because I've totally forgot that. I have to go back and see that. But she hasn't been bothering Hakeem that much lately. So we'll see what transpires after that, though. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, I think Hakeem's going to stand up to her now. And not, like, I mean, what's the benefit of giving you know, Bella time with Mama DuPont. I mean, she's not even his real grandma. No. I mean, why are we even, why is she even fighting so hard for this baby that's not even hers?
So that's what I don't remember, but the threat, whatever that is, that has him doing those duties that she tells him to do, come by when she tells him, swings by, and whatever else is on their agenda for her. I think
we're
going to
see a shakeup there.
Yes. So I think my last thought, or at least just chronologically going through with the episode, is the Crimson Roses.
Yes.
And I thought that was something bad that was first sent to Andre. I thought it was like a ghost that we don't know about, or somebody trying to play with his mind and like torment him and torture him about Rhonda and get him so far crazy where he's having an episode, like he's not on his meds and everything like that. What did you think when you first seen it? And Lucius was
when I first saw the flowers, and it said for tomorrow.
Right.
I thought that there was like a big, I thought it was a Dubois scheme, and like there was a big thing coming tomorrow and he was going to get arrested, or like there was some big bad thing that was going to happen. And then Lucius mentioned, you know, crimson, and it's such a dark color and it has so much pain. And so I was like, okay, well then somebody's sending it because they know that he is struggling right now, and it's probably in relation to Rhonda. So yeah, at first I thought it was somebody sending him, you know, like being malicious and facetious and just trying to be wicked towards him.
And were you surprised too, when it was actually from the detective?
Yes.
And she was like, okay, like you seen the human side of her for a second. Like I read about what happened to your wife, and I just wanted to send you those and like help you feel better about it. And they're like, let's get away. And
that was really nice.
I thought so too.
What is it with all these lions that just loop people in to fall right into their little trap?
And then there's also these people that have crazy on the other side of them.
I know.
So like it's, no one's going to be able to. I think Hakeem might only be the one that's in the a sane relationship, him and Tiana, for this part.
Tiana. I like Tiana.
I like them together. Like
who would have thought he would be the most stable of
all? Yes, exactly. And he's the youngest. So yeah, I don't know about that one either. But let's touch back on to Nurse Claudia. And she's trying to get more information from Cookie.
Yes.
And Cookie gives her the one thing I think that she needs to help Lucius' memory comes by, and which was the lion statue that he slept under when he was homeless at 9 back in Philly. That part of that of the episode made me want to throw something at the TV. Yes. Like it was
like I've never hated Claudia more, because the second it came out of Cookie's mouth, we called
we
it.
We were like, ding,
yeah,
ding,
we
ding.
Both called it. We're like, oh no, she's gonna use this and she's gonna take him there, because you know, Cookie said, she's like, this is the one thing that this is what his crossroads. Mm-hmm. And this is what she thought would really help him regain most of his memory again, based off of the book Claudia gave her. So I thought Cookie was like on a good streak, and you know, she was reading the books and she was being attentive. That's what makes me hate Claudia even more, is like Cookie finally was coming around to this whole therapy thing, and then Claudia just went full Nurse Ratched and like stole the thunder.
So I'm wondering, shady. We see a little bit of preview of the episode that's come to premiere in 2 weeks, that Lucius kind of looks at Claudia and was like, I remember you. But it's that vicious, like Lucius look in his eyes, like something is between them or something happened. So I can't wait for that to finally see, because again, we go back to our annoyance with Claudia, and there's a story there, and I want to know how she was the one. Maybe she helped his mother when she was in the retirement. I don't know, but I'm really to see the bridge between them two, and why she's so like obsessed with trying to get Dwight to be a man for her, rather than just coming and helping him become the man who he wants to be. And if he remembers things at the time of his past life, before he lost his memory, to help him deal with those. I just really want to know what her purpose is on this show, and then get her gone.
Yes. Because I hate her too much right now.
I do. It's so sad. I don't really want to be on a character
that
hard,
but
it's just
her such
horrible.
But yeah, her character is so bad that you just like want to dislike her. Like there isn't even a part of me that wants to like her character.
That's true.
And like every week it's something new that makes me dislike her even more and distrust her even more.
Same here too. And I kind of miss Thirsty this episode.
Yeah, we don't like see
not him
this
at
week.
All. So I don't know what he's doing in the background. I hope he's trying to dig up information on Claudia or with Juicy.
No, he's investigating Juicy.
Okay. That'll be great too, because we need to find her and figure out what's going on so the police can finally leave Andre alone. But that was just a side note. I just missed him and realized he wasn't in this episode. But last but not least is the infamous birthday party for a one-year-old, but I think it was more so for the adults.
It was very extravagant.
It was. But I think one-year-old parties
very
are
expensive. There were doves and a stage.
I mean,
and like,
the
that was one-year-old a whole production.
Birthday and tribute to Prince is like that range, that gap in between. Like, the one-year-old doesn't know that. So it was more an adult party,
more
of course.
Adult party.
Yeah, I think most one-year-old birthday parties
Bella's
are.
Bella's not going to remember
but,
that.
No, but I love the costumes. Yeah. I love Taraji's. And if they ever do a biopic on Prince, Jamal has a close running for him. Because when he first came out on stage with that,
yes.
I was like, oh, what? Okay. I see Jamal. That was a good one, though. But I love the birthday party. It was time for them to all come together. We see why Lucius wasn't there, and I wish he would have been. Mm-hmm. But I just like those moments where it's like the calm before the storm. Mm-hmm. Some event that brings them together, and they're like our normal family, and we love them until something's going to click.
And boom, that's when Anika walked in with the divorce, not the divorce, the custody
Angela.
Papers.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela, yep.
Yeah. And
her new lawyer.
We'll see what more goes out of that. And I like Cookie too. She was like, there you go, still want chasing after my sloppy
seconds.
So
love
that's
them.
What also made me think that there's going to be more to the Angela and Anika bond relationship, whatever we want to call it at this point. Is there anything I left out that you want to talk about before I get into or we get into predictions?
No, I think we got it all out.
I think so. So how about we get into predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, you want to start off? What do you have for predictions? The episode next week or anything?
I think, and you touched on this earlier, that the more we watch, I'm starting to think that Claudia wasn't just a character placed to be an antagonist to Cookie. Mm-hmm. I think she's actually someone, and as we saw in the clip for next week, Lucius remembers her, and I think it's a situation like with Juicy, where it's someone from his past who has integrated their way back into his present life and is trying to take advantage of his current situation. So I think we're going to finally next week going to get to see what Claudia's tie is to Lucius's past and see what her actual motives are.
So mine kind of goes like piggyback off of you. I'm just hoping she's not from the DuBois family.
That would be a bad storyline.
It really would. So I'm hoping that doesn't break. Yeah. But I am that where she comes from, that background, I'm ready to hear and see that story now. But mine goes back to Warren. Because anytime he spoke with his aunt or then when he was with Jamal, you can see the conflicting faces and actions in his eyes and just his facial expression.
When she showed him the newspaper article about it breaking out about Lucius, you saw that he like hesitated and he didn't tell her that he and Jamal had wrote a song together.
No, and he was like, oh, they were quick. I'm thinking he thought maybe he had time before the paper or the article would actually come out, but no. And I think once we see Cookie saying, oh, we have a problem, and she has the article in her hand, not sure who she's talking to, but I think that's when he's going to have to kind of decide which card he's going to want to play and hold on to that till the end of whatever this comes at the end of the season finale. Yeah.
Love always wins.
It does. It should. It better.
It should.
All
and
of
yes,
the above.
It better. Warren.
So, Charlie and Charles, thanks for giving us that update that Prince's sister was the one sitting next to Cookie with the glasses and the purple. That was Prince's real sister.
I'm like, is she a character that I don't remember?
Yes. So I thank you for that tidbit. We do appreciate it.
They could have given her a line.
They could have said something. They really could have. Unless she was a little shy, then that's understandable too. But then we have Motel investors said that Claudia is tied somehow to the doctor who told Lucius he was dying in season one.
Oh.
That's a good prediction,
that's
too.
A good
or
prediction.
We have to go back and look into that and see more of what could come out of that, too. But we want to thank you all for chiming in with us on the chat, joining in with us again. We did see that the show comes back. Episode 5 will be back November 1st. So be sure to miss us next week and then the following week come back and join us.
Giving you some FOMO, letting
all
your
the
heart.
Time.
Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
All the time, yes. So again, I am Tequila. You can follow me on all social media aspects at Tequila_IAM.
And I'm Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach, ZACK.
Again, thank you for joining in. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Don't forget, 2 weeks.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos,
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.